Hello, and welcome to The Bottom Line, a discussion of the most important topics in healthcare supply chain, presented by O.C. Reilly. I'm P.J. O'Connor, president of O.C. Reilly. Today's topic is recognizing the value of medical equipment management. With us today are George Vunovic, executive vice president of technologies, and Bill O'Connor, our founder and CEO, to talk about medical equipment management. Let's start the discussion.
So, George, this is your primary area of expertise. Tell us how you got here today.
Medical equipment management deals with pieces of medical equipment that come in contact with patient during procedures, patient care, et cetera. A typical hospital, I'll say a mid-sized hospital, will have maybe 5,000 to 10,000 pieces of medical equipment that all need some type of regulatory routine maintenance, documentation.
George takes about 4 or 5 days, looks at the information and realizes, wow, there's about $24 million worth of spend. And there's $4 million in low-hanging fruit that they can reduce that cost by. In a situation like that, somebody might push back and say, well, wait, how can that be? How can it go from $10 million to $24 million? And what happens is things get coded the wrong way on the finance side, or nurse managers or department heads or just folks that have the responsibility for being able to put requisitions through a system within a health system might buy off of budgets that they shouldn't buy off of. And you can get a nurse manager that buys a piece of equipment for an exam room, and it might be a $5,000 piece of equipment, and the sales reps in there working with the nurse manager says, hey, you need to have a service agreement. And the nurse manager gets her pen out, signs the agreement. It's a 24/7 type of agreement. Meanwhile, the exam room's on the open 40 hours a week, if that. And on top of that, there's a biomedical engineer two floors down that's trained to service that equipment already. And so that's how things can get out of whack very quickly. We go in and do physical visits in the facilities, and we come back with somewhat of a report card that shows what they're doing well and what they're not doing well. And if on those areas that they're not doing well, we'll give them a few different recommendations on how to handle those things. And if they're interested in letting us take it further, then that's what we'll do.
When you start managing people and then you start managing that function for 18 or 20 on hospitals, now you have budgetary responsibility. Now you have to be fiscally responsible. You have to make sure that what you're doing is cost effective. Once again, all that experience went into the MEM model. So when we went out on the road, everybody understood it and they had buy-in. We weren't soft-shoeing anything. We followed in a few footsteps of some of our competition, if you will, and they barely looked at any data, talked to anybody, and gave one hospital a report card that says, quote, clean as a hound's tooth. And when we went in there, a small hospital in Pennsylvania, we saved them over $1 million.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of The Bottom Line. We are O.C. Reilly, and we look forward to seeing you next time.